Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Steve Larson. Welcome to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio. Audio may not be amazing on this one, but I want to share a really cool lesson with you guys. Today, I'm going to share with you guys what I do with the offer once it's designed. It's not enough just to start selling it. So let's dive in.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
All right, about, I don't know how many years ago, I was, long time ago, really the way it started is I would be teaching people how to write their webinars, and inevitably, as I was getting to the part of the webinar pitch where we start pitching the offer, you know, people would start raising their hands in these audiences and basically say things like, you know, I'm not confident in my offer yet. My product's good. What I do is good, but my offer, I don't feel, you know, which is an important distinction. Offers and products are not the same things. And so I would spend a chunk of these sessions, these live sessions with people, I would spend a bit of time with them cleaning their offer. Well, after, I don't know, like 2 years of doing that, I started, you know, that was enough time for me to like really see some deep patterns on the styles of offers that really, really work. And I ended up creating this formula that has become slightly internet famous, at least in this corner of the internet. It's called the Xavier Model, and I'm writing a book on this. I've been writing a lot lately, guys. It's been so fun. So, and a lot of reasons for that, but no, it's interesting with the Xavier Model. People started, you know, ever since I started teaching that, you know, like 2018, I started seeing people have better and better success with their offers. So like it helped the entrepreneur mindset transition their product or service into an offer, and an offer that was sellable on the internet. And it worked really, really well. And so I was like, sweet, we found it. Let's go. You know, and I was teaching the Xavier Model. So many of you who are listening right now have said that they care about, you know, like they've used the Xavier Model. It's powerful. And so the way it would work is someone would buy a product from me and I would give them the offer, right? Now on the outside, it's like, well, why wouldn't you do that? Right? Of course that's what you would do. And in my mind, you know, I was done. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times, the way a lot of us will, let's say someone buys something from you, you give it to them and that's that, and you walk away. And I honestly thought that that's how it worked, right? Somebody buys the product. It wasn't until I got hired by, a very prominent figure who's a good friend of mine as well. He wanted me to come do a consulting day and build a funnel for him. So I flew out there, I spent a day with him, understanding his business, understanding what his company needs. And, you know, went to his house, spent a day drawing out and designing this funnel with him, how we're going to launch it, who the customer is, all that stuff. By the end, he's like, this has been amazing. I love it. You got enough all you need to go build the funnel? I was like, yep. So I got back on a plane, went home, and started building the funnel. And like a week goes by, you know, building a good funnel on top of the other things I'm doing. I told him, you know, like this could take a bit. Anyway, he reached out and he's like, where are we? Like, is this good? Are we doing it? Is it working? You know, you're still building the funnel, right? And I was like, yeah, no, yeah, of course. I'm doing it right now. It was great to see you last week. Love it. Another week goes by, right? I didn't think anything of it. Another week goes by. And I'm, you know, doing my thing, building the funnel, working on it. And he reaches out again. And he's like, hey, I'm like, are we still doing this? The question was a little different this time. You know, I was like, are we still doing this? You okay? You know, do you need anything from me? And I was like, what are you talking? Like, I'm doing what I said I was going to, like, I'm doing right now. I'm literally building your funnel. Like, right now, like, yeah. No, nothing's wrong. Or, like, are you okay? You know, like, you know, a lot of what I do is I row clients through the fog emotionally while the product is going. You know, and that's normal for anyone who does, like, client work. You know, and then he's like, okay, cool. All right, well, then a week goes by. Right? Now I'm, like, 3 weeks out. And he messaged me again. He's like, hey, man, I'm just wondering, like, is it good? Like, are we good? Are you're still doing what you said you're going to do? Like, is the funnel build going well? And I was like, yeah, we're right on target. We're exactly where I thought we'd be. Like, are you okay? You know, like, you keep reaching out asking this. Right? He's like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just making sure we're good. And then he reaches out again. All right? 4 weeks has gone by since I was at his house and drawing out this thing. And this experience changed my business and my life, by the way. So, like, you'll be wondering why I'm saying this, but stick with me, all right? And he goes, so it's 4 weeks. Same kind of thing. 5 weeks, same kind of thing. And I start getting to the spot where I'm like, you know, I'm going to hand the funnel over and deliver it. But right before I go off and I go do that, the guy reaches out to me again and he's like, hey, are we still good? Are we doing this again? And I was like, yeah, I'm doing exactly what you hired me for. And I have been all along, you know? And he said, you know what's missing from your stuff? And I was like, what? He goes, it's the fact that I have to reach out to you to figure out where the status of the project is. I was like, oh yeah, you're always welcome to. You ask whatever questions. He goes, no, that's not what I'm saying. He goes, and this is the line that really changed things for me. He goes, you need to design outbound over communication to the client so that I don't have to come to you. The fact that I have to come to you and ask where things are, right? He's like, it's back in like 2019 or something like that. He goes, the fact that I have to reach out to you and ask where things are is one of the biggest problems with your stuff. Your stuff is good, like really good. But he's like, you have the program. What you need to start doing now is you need to learn how to build the program on top of the program. Meaning, what is the outbound over communication? The outbound, meaning it's not inbound. How do I build a system that reaches out to the client, right, all the time to update them? Right? Outbound over communication. And you might feel silly doing this. You're like, well, they bought the thing and I gave it to them. They bought my offer. They bought my course. They bought my thing and I gave it to them. Therefore, I did my part. And what he helped me realize, and he kept continuing to teach me, is that is not true. Fulfillment is not the same thing as delivery. Right? And this, or they'd be the same word. Right? So, I was fulfilling, I wasn't delivering. And the way that you deliver is with experience, right? And he started going through, and this is not a long conversation, but it changed my life. And I was like, this is amazing. And he's like, don't feel bad. Someone had to say this to me, like, early in my days as well. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, but I was like, sorry about that. Like, no, I've been doing everything you said. It's right here. He's like, yeah. He's like, you just look at your offer like it's the offer, but now you have to build a program on top of the offer. You have to build delivery on top of the offer. You're not done just because you use my Xavier formula, right? You have an offer, but you have not designed delivery. You have an offer, but you've not designed a roadmap. You've not designed, sometimes we'll call it a success path, right? You haven't created the program that sits on top of and creates delivery for your offer. And because of that, he's like, I have to reach out to you to figure out where things are, or I have to reach out to support to see where something is, or I have to go. And I was like, holy smokes. This changed my life. It changed my business. It changed my client experience significantly. Like, I would wager that's one of the biggest differences between like going to Disney World versus just like the mom pop, you know, roller coaster place that's like, you know, maybe sitting at each one of our cities right now, right? If you live in a city, right? Delivery, experience. A lot of it, same types of roller coasters. You know what I mean? but the environment is different. The experience is different. So much attention to detail, making sure that now that we've got your money, the experience is beginning. Not, well, hey, I got you this thing because you bought it. And here you go. Right, a lot of us act like we're grocery store clerks and we give the product because they gave the money and they're like, see ya, right? Huge difference in delivery versus fulfillment. And what I'm asking you to go do is create delivery. And it's been really fun because, it's one of my favorite stories to tell on stage is to like business owners, new entrepreneurs. A lot of times, like you can get, if you've even crossed like six figures, you may not be thinking very much about this, which is fair. Your focus should be on sales, but very quickly, as soon as you cross out that six or seven figure mark, you gotta like, one of the secrets, besides focusing on marketing and sales scaling, one of the secrets to exploding is the quality of your delivery, not fulfillment. Two different words. Outbound over communication as a system has been designed so that once the purchase happens, the beginning of delivery starts. Right. And I'm not saying you got to go design some 6 month long program. I'm not saying it's got to be something that's a long time to deliver, but think of them as two different things. And so just like we'll design a funnel with these like boxes, like how do you do this, Steve? Like, well, I'll go to a whiteboard or like what I was doing last night, or, Marley and I will spend a full day business wise. We'll spend a full day together at least once a month. And what we did this last week was just make sure that we could upgrade our delivery. And one of the ways we do that is we develop a roadmap. So I'm going to tell you real quick, like how we do this. Okay. We develop a roadmap for the program. So a purchase happens. What's the first thing they should do? What's the second thing they should do? Why should they do it? What's the milestone that we want them to go hit? What are we going to do to cookie and gamify and pull them through? Right. So you're thinking about a lot of gamification, right? Imagine you go and you buy a car, right? And nobody ever teaches you how to drive a car. What's funny is, if you don't design delivery for your products and your business, it's very likely that somebody is going to buy the car in this scenario. That you could totally buy a car, have it be sitting in the driveway, gassed up, on, super nice car, right? It's been turned on and everything. And then the customer is liable at that point. It's very possible for that customer at that point to go that that's a bad car. When that's not the reason that it's a bad car. It's a good car. They just don't know enough about how to use it. No one's held their hand. Nobody showed them what it's like to win. Nobody taught you how to do simple maintenance on it. No one taught you how to read the gauges. This car sucks. No, it's out of gas. Does that make sense? And so a lot of times where you improve customer experience, and what I'll do with businesses now also, once we design their sales and their marketing engines, and we do kind of like my playbook on how to double a company, in tandem, we also need to go and tap into the referral market. We need to tap into the affiliate market. And one of the ways we do that is by improving delivery. So I have to go in and help these companies go like, all right, what's the top to bottom roadmap of what it looks like to have success with this product? How are you going to cookie them to complete it? Funny enough, you think that the problem you've solved is enough reason for them to use it. But you and I both know, if you've been in this game at all, that's not true at all. You still have to pull them through fulfillment. You got to hold their hand through using whatever you sold to them. Otherwise, they'll say that you didn't deliver when you really did give them the product. They just don't know how to freaking use a thing, right? Every single product on the planet is in the information space. All of them. I was listening to a course by John Childers that he did a long time ago, and someone stood up in the audience, and I don't even remember what the course is called, but it's one that Russell gave me a long time ago. And this guy in the audience stands up, and John Childers is at the front of the room, and he's like, awesome, what space are you in? Because the guy was like, I don't know how to use this for my business. I'm in the SaaS world. I have software. He's like, I get subscribers. He goes, okay, cool. So what business are you in then? He goes, I just told you. Like, I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember this exactly, but I remember the main point. And I basically, the guy went back and forth with with John Childers, and he kept arguing with him in front of the live audience that he was not in InfoSpace. But then John was like, so the moment I give you money, your thing's going to work for me. I don't have to do anything else. He's like, well, it's not a done for you. And he's like, well, why isn't it done for you? And he's like, it basically came down to it that he's also in the info product space and he needs to think of himself like that. You're always in the information space. Cars come with a user manual in the glove box. Cars come with the fact that you had to go get education on how to drive a car and how to get a license, on what the laws are, on what is the yellow light, what is a green light, what's a red light, right? You know what I'm saying? All products are in the information space. And it's one of the major reasons why the funnel space was born. It's because the emphasis was on the info product and came with the software. Right? But if you can also think of, so I know a lot of you guys understand that concept. It's like, hey, yeah, you, whatever it is that you're doing, wrap information on it. It's one of the ways you can increase price and justify it very naturally. Lets you charge more, your profits go up. Not only are you going to get this, you're also going to get this, right? And so you can smash, you know, a few things together and improve quality significantly. And the amount of value, the literal value that you're putting outside of an offer. But you also have to look at fulfillment that way. Every single time you deliver your offer, what's coming with your offer is delivery. All right, so how do I need to educate them on how delivery works? So I'm just saying course, but I don't care if it's e-com, I don't care if it's physical, digital, if it's high ticket, low ticket, subscription, it doesn't matter. All products are in the information space. All of them. It's one of the opening arguments of the Expert Secrets book, but I think it got taken out in version 2. It's like all of them are in the information space. All of them. And so look at delivery like that. Well, Steve, my product is info. My offer is info. Cool. But now you need to deliver. You got to create a second info thing, info product, that is your delivery. And it's not the same thing as your offer. You're designing customer experience. The ways that I like to do this is we create a program roadmap, like I said. Stacy Martino once called it the yellow brick road, right? Like, what's the road? How are you going to go follow this? If I just give people just a big old library of videos to watch, that's freaking annoying, right? That helps nobody. It's like, hey, before this whole experience happened to me, there was someone who reached out. They're like, holy crap, this stuff is so freaking good, but I kind of feel like I have to quit my job to have time to go through it. They're like, this is good, but it's like college level mark. I mean, it was too deep. It was back in the day when I thought that volume equaled value. Volume does not equal value. Brevity does, right? The shortest distance to epiphany and outcome is value, right? That's why some courses I know that are really high ticket will have like 6 videos in it or 6 different trainings. That's it. I'm not saying that's the path for everybody, but it's to illustrate the point.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Volume does not equal value. And whether you have a very tiny amount of stuff inside the offer or you have a lot of stuff in the offer, you need to create a roadmap, a yellow brick road. How does somebody get success with the thing that they bought from you? Otherwise, you can completely give them what they bought, but because they didn't take the action, you will start to be painted and hung by your neck as someone who doesn't deliver. I'm speaking from experience on this, right? I'm like, what? I gave you every freaking thing you got and more, plus a bunch of unadvertised bonuses, plus, but because I didn't teach them how to consume the thing, sometimes I call this a consumption sequence, right? So we'll literally just we're drawing a funnel. We draw those boxes to represent pages. We'll draw boxes to represent stages of delivery. All right, hey, the first 30 days, I want them to go through this. The next 2 months, I want to go through this, right? This is for like a coaching program, or whatever. But I'm also going to go through and I'm going to create and help and design through something like a consumption sequence, right? So one of the things I did when I was at it's one of the fun things I feel like I was able to bring to the table at ClickFunnels when we went back as a CMO. I went back and we started not just designing the funnel, not just designing how they get what they got, but we started designing, like if it was a year-long program, we would write a year's worth of emails and put them in an automated sequence. Right? How do we handhold them through? Since in this particular thing that he was selling at the time, since it was going to be a year, I was like, how could we create 12 themes that tie to things in the offer? Could we create 12 different, and we started theming each month and I started creating awards and rewards as well throughout. So imagine like this. If somebody buys a product and then you're like, all right, now the first thing you're going to do is they're going to do an admin style onboarding call. We do this, by the way, right? And the purpose of the call is it's to be very fast and very, very, soon. Like if they can, as soon as they bought, if it can be that day, I want a 15-minute call with someone who's more of an admin to do some admin style onboarding. Do you have access to what you got? Do you know how to log in? Are there others on your team who need to get access to this? Do you know the schedule of the thing you just got? Is that in your calendar? Please put it in now. Do you know the dates of when we're having the live parts of the thing you just got? Does that make sense? It's admin, right? Most of the time, entrepreneurs or funnel builders will just cover that box. They're like, here's how to get what you got. But it's not delivery. The next style of call that we'll do is a call that's more from, like, not that it has to be a coach or they have to hire a coach, but we'll do another style call where it's like, all right, now it's almost like more accountability-esque. I never say the phrase accountability coach because if someone buys a product and they do not hold themselves accountable, it doesn't take long for them to start yelling at us. We take on the role. We'll help you be accountable, but I never say that word. I'm like, don't buy this product if you think that we're going to come to your house and force you to be successful. You still got to have some kind of gumption on your own, right? It's true for anything. So we'll have a second style call that's more coach/accountability-esque. Hey, what's your real reason for joining this program again? I know you filled it out in the app before you talked to our phone guy, but awesome. What's your revenue goal? Awesome. What's your non-revenue goal? Awesome. What are the roles that you have inside your company right now? Sweet. What's your overall, we call it the role, I've called this the roles and goals call. Shout out to Stephen Covey, right? So it's a roles and goals call. And everything that they're saying is being documented inside of our CRM and attached to their profile so that anyone who interacts with that person at all, myself or salesperson or support, can see the roles and goals that this person joined the program for in the first place. All right. Then, as soon as that person, I don't have the time or bandwidth in this podcast to tell you the mechanics of how we actually do this, but come to one of my workshops if you haven't. We're good. We will not waste your time because I won't waste mine. But then what we do is that once the admin style onboarding call, the roles and goals coaching style onboarding calls happen. Then what begins is the consumption sequence. And they don't have to follow the consumption sequence. The consumption sequence is going to be a sequence that it's primarily email, or it can be texts, it can be packages. Hey, at the beginning of month two, on the day month two, right after they join the program, automate this package to their door. Or why don't we go in and let's automatically unlock this extra piece here. Or because if they've been following the roadmap, they're probably running into these psychological issues, let's toss this cool mindset thing in here. All the while, a coach is reaching out to them, outbound over communication, right? Right. It's not just going to be inbound based interaction. We're also going to develop outbound systems to help pull them through delivery. Right. Then one of the things I also do, I like to kick this whole thing off as soon as someone buys from us, is with a I call it the onboarding video. And it's basically a video of myself or Marley myself. And I'm like, hey, we're excited to work with you. Let me just kind of tell you real fast how this is going to work. Number one, we want to make sure you got all the right access to all the things. But we also want to hold your hand through delivery as much as possible. Obviously, we will only go, you come 50, we'll come 50, right? We can't walk faster than you do. Please don't ask, what's the shortest amount of time I need to spend on this to have success? That's a scarcity mindset. Just even for the first 30 days, could you flip the question and instead ask, how can I spend the most amount of time on this for just the next 30 days? Just get the skill set, get the vocab down, understand the strategy, and then you can hand it off to other people. And then you can go create scale and leverage. And then you don't need to go do this stuff and do this. Just take the next 30 days, not even 20. Take the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week, some amount of time, and ask, how can I get everything off my calendar to go all in on this? Right? I'm saying this kind of stuff in the video right after they bought. Right on the very next page. And then I'm like, cool. Next thing I want to do is I want to tell you that this is kind of the roadmap, and I'll draw it in front of them. This is what you're going to walk through. This is the model. You got this offer, but that's not the model sometimes we want you to consume it in. We actually want you to consume it like this. Right? And the first week, please do this. And the second week, please do this. Third week, please. There's a link down below for you to get someone on your team on someone on our teams, because we're going to spot check your work by that point. Does that make sense? This, oh baby, delivery. Right, most people I'm looking at, when I look at their stuff, they got the themes of problems that they have is two different themes. Theme number one, their offer's good enough to make a lot of money. Not that it couldn't use some upgrading. That's not the major issue. Theme number two, the funnel usually needs some kind of funnel strategy update. They're just like lost the spaghetti on the wall. They're not funnel builders, and that's fine, right? Which is the other reason people come to my stuff. So I'm like, your strategy's jacked up. Has nothing to do with what the funnel looks like. You got a weird funnel strategy run right here. Theme number three, they really have no idea how to command daily lead flow, right? They don't know what to do pre-page one of the funnel. And so they think the problem is the funnel. And I'm like, actually, it's all the stuff you do before the funnel starts in the pipeline of things, right? And as part of that, they always, always, without fail, have never not had it happen. Every person has needed some kind of messaging upgrade. They don't understand positioning. They really have no idea who their customer is. They think a customer is a market, and we got to simplify all that stuff. That usually is about an hour to 2 hour call that I do with them one-on-one, because I just, you can have an amazing product, but be completely missing the role of marketing. You can have an amazing funnel, but be completely missing the role of marketing. Right? Marketing, we call them sales funnels, right? Not marketing funnels. Marketing is not actually as natural and organic of a skill set and associated with the funnel space as people think it is. Totally different skill than funnel building. Okay. All right. Then the other theme is they got no delivery designed. They've got fulfillment designed. There's no customer experience. Right? People are getting what they got, and they're, you know, the people who are doing the thing, they're getting the success, but there's no experience. You got on a roller coaster. You didn't go to Disney. Make sense? You got to design Disney a little bit in your fulfillment. Right. I'm not saying it's to cost a lot. I've seen some people who they will create delivery and they'll automate like a new physical book to their door. Here's the book of the month. And it just drains their profits. I'm not saying that it doesn't have to cost profit or hardly any of it. Or rather, what I like to do is budget part of profit towards fulfillment and delivery. So, hey man, this product you're about to go through right now, this offer you're just going to go through right now, we're getting first this, then this, then this, then this. Okay, so we have the consumption sequence in there, right? Where there's a handoff video and thing that they walk through so I can hand off to my team and pass the authority torch so that they value my team and they're not just like, how come Steve isn't 24/7 on speed dial for me, right? Which can happen sometimes. And you'll get stuck in that if you don't build a system Like, very hard to build a system when you're still a member of it. So you got to like elevate above it, design the system, and then start tweaking the system. Right. And then the last part of this is we design awards. Hey, once they do this benchmark, let's get them this award. Once we design, once they pass this benchmark in the offer, now it's this. And what it does is it pulls into cookies. It uses the emotions of status. It literally is serotonin in the head. Serotonin is the hormone of status, right? I'm going to do a lot of oxytocin with them at the beginning by making sure that they have a lot of one-on-one time, right? Whether with me or the coach, meaning they don't feel like a number. We know I get to know their business, right? Dopamine is the chemical of distraction. I'm going to hit them with surprises. And I also need endorphins, which is the chemical of success and progress, right? That's the hormone of momentum, right? Dopamine and endorphins both are. They all are a little bit of everything, but usually one kind of takes the cake, right? Endorphins, I gotta design endorphins into delivery as well. So, hey, you didn't know it, but you actually just finished this thing and unlocked this one part right here. And we're going to send you this cool thing. Does that make sense? You got to think like this. It's not emailing somebody a login to what they got is not delivery. It's fulfillment. But man, it really jacks your brand, and it massively affects the ability for you to sell a second thing to them. And we all know it's cheaper to resell an existing customer than it is to go find a brand new one. Like, way cheaper. Much of our industry is focused on like new blood, new blood, new blood, new sale, someone who's never seen me before. And it's like, that's cool, but if you do the other side also, you'll be shocked how fast you double a business, right? That's always my goal with people. I'm going to double their daily lead flow pre-funnel. I'm going to very naturally, almost always leads to a doubling of their sales. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to help them wildly upgrade delivery. And now we have referral and we have affiliate systems that are, you know, in place. And it's a lot easier to grow from both sides, pre-money based marketing and post-money based marketing, right? The delivery of one product is the beginning of marketing for the next. Now, I heard that from a buddy. Can't take credit for that, but that's a freaking good line. Okay. Anyway, so I hope that makes sense. I know I've been hashing hard in here, and yes, I'm in my sauna. That's why that weird background sound is running. Oh man. Anyway, if you want to see more, I've been up super late this week because I've been designing a lot of delivery systems for things, and it's very easy to upsell and resell when your delivery is designed with even the amount of thought work I just dropped on this podcast. Like, you don't have to go lots further into it. Just think through these things, right? And then it's like, oh yeah, I had a good experience, right? It's kind of like if you go, oh my gosh, I was a concert junkie when I was a teenager. I went to so many concerts, and you know, bands can play the same song as the one you hear on the radio, but if their delivery is kind of off that night or their energy isn't all into it, like the audience can freaking tell, right? We know if you love what you're doing. Right? Your customers know if your heart's in it. And if it's not, it may not be that it's always the wrong thing. It's that you haven't finished designing it. Having an offer is not the end. It's kind of the beginning of now designing fulfillment. This whole thing is a daisy chain assembly line. And you get to think of it in stages, piece after piece after piece after piece after piece. And it's very forgiving as long as you have a documented system and you thought through the role. It is not very forgiving if you're just kind of like winging it. Like, it's all luck, you know? Yeah, we sent them what they got. Therefore, I don't understand why they're complaining. All right, well, you charge Disneyland prices, and then basically put them on a Ferris wheel that was from a pop-up bed of a truck, and then said, "All right, see ya. I got other customers to get through. Hope you enjoyed that. See ya." Like, oh, I'm not satisfied with the fact that I gave you that high price and you gave me that kind of an experience. Access to the thing they got is not giving them what they got. Right, it's not delivery. It's fulfillment, not delivery. Anyway, hope you guys are good. Hey, if you want to come I had a really close friend of mine very recently. He was like, "When are you going to start owning the fact that you are a funnel guy?" In fact, I heard it from like two or three really big people in the last year. And I was like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "Well, you have like this awesome offer formula, and you got this epic messaging formula, and you have a really good traffic and hook writing formula, and you have really good." I was like, "Thank you, appreciate that." They're like, "Yeah, but it's still all about the funnel." And I was like, "Yeah, it's because if I don't have this stuff, the funnel sucks. Like, this is what makes the funnel, not what it looks like. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't affect things. but it barely affects things. Anyway, so brand does not equal colors and logos and fonts. That's like that's the last 2% of brand. Anyway, all right, guys. Well, if you want to hear more of how I actually think about these funnels and build these strategies out and design this stuff, I have a challenge that I'm running. I used to do it for free, but then, you know, people wouldn't show up as much. So I'm just charging like a little bit just so you got skin in the game. Okay. Buildyourperfectfunnel.com. First time I did this challenge, I had 3,000 people. It was crazy. I think I've had 5,000-ish on just this one. And what I've done is I've taken kind of with the same theme that brevity is value and not volume. I've gone through all the challenges, everything I've ever, I have done so many, I think I've done like 7 different types of challenges. Like, that's a lot of themes, man. And I decided that I would go and do one where it's like the cream of the crop, the 20% that gets the 80% of success. So buildyourperfectfunnel.com. Love to have you guys.
Last month, I had 63 people in a workshop at my event studio, and I was just trying to get to know the audience. And so I said, raise your hand if you feel confident in your funnel. I expected half the room to say yes, half the room to say no. Literally nobody raised their hand. It got me thinking, if you're not confident in your sales funnel at all, what marketing are you actually willing to do? Probably zero. When I'm confident in my sales funnel, I naturally market harder and more loudly. So back by popular demand, I'm actually doing the Build Your Perfect Funnel 5-day challenge. All the details and registration is actually at buildyourperfectfunnel.com. The first time I did this challenge in 2022, I had over 3,000 people register, and it took it as a sign that people are not loving their funnel, but they also know that it's an essential part of internet business today. In the Build Your Perfect Funnel challenge, I'm actually gonna show you how to build your perfect funnel, of course, yes. But I'm also gonna show you all the stuff that supports the funnel and makes it work after you've created it. I'm gonna show you everything from choosing the two funnels that every business needs, something I call the warm traffic whisper launch, the infinite leads from red ocean strategy. I actually hate blue ocean strategies. They're a million times harder. It's easier to build funnels for red oceans. My fortune follow-up sequence, which is responsible for over half my sales. I'll teach you how a funnel works in a dramatic demonstration, offer hooks, brand hooks, market origin stories. I'll teach you cart open and close strategies, as well as how I choose what kind of upsells and downsells should be inside the funnel. Guys, I'm gonna share with you everything I've learned over the years to launch immense amount of funnels online, both for myself and for big names. This is a 5-day virtual challenge with yours truly, straight from my stage. But you can watch from the comfort of your own home or literally around the world. So whether you're starting from scratch or looking to elevate your business, go grab a seat at buildyourperfectfunnel.com. And having a dependable funnel is the one thing holding entrepreneurs back right now. Go to buildyourperfectfunnel.com right now to register, and be sure to get a copy of my top 5 producing funnels from the last 10 years of my funnel journey. Again, that's buildyourperfectfunnel.com. I'll see you there.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.